Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will cut me deeper than you'll ever know. Now, we all know the true end to this perpetuated lie, that words will never harm me. But we also know that broken bones at least heal within 4 to 6 weeks. A hurtful word can last a lifetime. Torah describes in this week's Parsha, Tzara'as, the discoloration of skin, the affliction and punishment that someone is given for speaking Lashon Hara, for speaking derogatorily or speaking negatively about others. And there's a unique aspect of this punishment. It only begins with a declaration of a Kohen. That even if all the scholars of the world would look at the affliction and they would all concur, this is a qualified tzaras, there's no question about it, nothing happens until a Kohen looks at it and says the words, Tameh. When he says the words, you are impure, then the punishment begins. To say to the offender, you think your words don't do anything? You think your words didn't harm anyone? Think again. Your words are powerful, and your words have an impact. And therefore, your punishment will begin with words alone. As parents, none of us need a reminder that if we were to walk around our home with a baseball bat, that we should be careful. That we should look out that we shouldn't break something or hurt someone. But we all need reminders that the words which come out of our mouths are more powerful than the swing of a baseball bat. That the words that we say to our children have an impact. And sometimes we get tired and frustrated or even angry, and a word slips out that's harmful or hurtful. And we don't see the wound, and we don't see the bleeding. And the Torah reminds us, words are powerful. The damage is there, the wound is there. Don't just think that because we forget about it and move on to the next, that the child has forgotten the comments. The child will remember, the child will still be affected. Those powerful words have to be dealt with as a reality. And the same words which can be so hurtful and so damaging can be so powerfully used to build, to express love, to express how much we value and care about our children and what they mean to us. The Torah reminds us that words are powerful. We have to remember to use them appropriately. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.